Good Monday, one and all. I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. Mondays are reserved for conversations regarding the world of business in Lexington. And for that, we turn to the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. His name is Eric Carlson, and he joins us on the phone today. Good day to you, Eric.
Good day to you, Alan.
Well, let's first talk about this major sale of Hamburg Pavilion that sort of came out of nowhere last week.
Well, actually, it's something that I've heard about for about the past month that unfortunately wasn't able to get it confirmed, especially before my friends over at the Herald Leader were able to go ahead and get the story. But it's fact most of the Hamburg Pavilion area sold for $185.7 million to Starwood Capital Group out of Connecticut. And this is a company that has a lot of real estate property and is a capital-type company where they're in things to obviously do well with money in real estate. And you know, one of the things that this has started to kind of make sense for some people that I've been talking to around town, commercial real estate people who've been trying to put concepts into Hamburg, and said the last 5-6 months they've kind of felt that there's been some feet dragging going on. So I would imagine that that was a part of this process being in the works, that the previous ownership, the Madden family, may not have wanted to put anything in there that could draw pause from the new investors. And one of the things, too, that I kind of found as interesting and made a lot of sense once I started hearing rumors of the sale was that it's going to be in October, a year since that Costco has opened, which is in the new side of Hamburg on the far side of I-75. And nothing has happened on that property since Costco opened up. And you would think with a major anchor tenant like Costco opening a new phase of a facility like Hamburg that you'd start to see outlots and other large parcels being built up out there. But none of that had happened, and that may have been because with a new group coming in, you don't want to put up one big box when they're looking to go another direction, and that might mess up your deal.
All right, speaking of real estate, I understand the Board of Realtors has a new phone app out.
Yes, you can start looking now on your iPad, iPhone, or Android device at LBAR Homes, an app available in your app store that will allow you to view properties for sale in the entire Bluegrass region, which is more than Lexington. It's the surrounding counties as well. And that will allow you to do everything that their website does as far as look at pictures and get specifics about the house, be it square footage, number of bedrooms, number of bathrooms, forced or radiant air and heat and all of that good stuff now available through LBAR Homes in the App Store.
You know, we're just a few months away from the fall meet at Keeneland, believe it or not, and I understand there's some major news about purses for the upcoming meet.
That's right. With the second day of the meet in October, on the 4th, Saturday, the Shadwell Turf Mile, for the first time, will be a $1 million race, which is the first time that a stakes race at Keeneland has had a seven-figure purse, and that's part of the sponsorship from Sheikh Hamdan bin Rashid Al Maktoum's Shadwell Farm. And the last few years, the race has been worth $750,000. And now for this fall's installment of it, it's going to have a $1 million purse to be split among the winners.
All right, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, and we end with some libations news.
Yeah, earlier this year, I reported that New Belgium, the makers of the very popular Fat Tire beer, would be opening up in Kentucky this spring. And as you know, it's now summertime, so that hasn't happened. In an email release on Friday, New Belgium said that they will, in fact, open in Kentucky and in Hawaii as well, the 38th and 39th states that they'll be distributing in. And they announced that Kentucky Eagle, the Anheuser-Busch distributor, will be their partner in Lexington. However, because of the popularity of the beer elsewhere around the country, they're not actually going to start distributing in Kentucky until late 2015 when their new brewery is open in Asheville, North Carolina. And that's a Fort Collins, Colorado-based company that has seen huge growth around the country and apparently decided they saw a little bit more growth than they had anticipated. So it will be until late 2015 now that you'll be able to get your Fat Tire in Kentucky. In the meantime, I know a lot of people that will cross over in Indiana, Ohio, or Tennessee to get that, and it looks like this will happen to be eastbound and down like Smokey and the Bandit now to do that for the next year or so.
And that'll put a cap on this week's segment. Eric Carlson, editor-in-chief of Business Lexington, has been our guest on BizLex Chat. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too.